The latest on a court case involving race and gender discussions in classes. Closure for a family who lost a loved one in the Korean War. And the Oklahoma City Zoo is welcoming some special new babies. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, July 19th. I'm Deborah Ashar. It appears nobody is happy with a judge's recent decision to pause parts of an Oklahoma law that limits certain discussions of race and gender in classrooms. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports both the state attorney general and the plaintiffs are contesting the decision.
In June, a federal judge issued a temporary injunction against enforcing parts of House Bill 1775. Earlier this week, Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond issued notice of his appeal to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. In the injunction order, the judge writes the plaintiffs established a substantial likelihood of success in challenging certain sections of the law, including one that prohibits any student orientation or school requirement that presents race or sex stereotyping or a bias based on race or sex. He writes, it was too vague and could prevent college classes from studying discriminatory beliefs. The plaintiffs, which include OU's Black Emergency Response Team, teachers, and professors, are also appealing the parts the injunction left out. While they agree with the sections the judge parsed out to put on pause, they say the rest should be subject to an injunction as well. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma's Medical Marijuana Authority laid off 29 staff members this week. The agency says the downsizing is due to a decline in the number of new commercial licenses and state funding issues. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has the story.
Andrea Berry is the executive director of the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. In an email to employees impacted by the layoffs, she gave two reasons for the reduction in force: a drop in revenue from fewer commercial medical marijuana license applications, and a state government shakeup that made the agency independent rather than under the state's health department. A 2022 moratorium on new commercially licensed cannabis operations will be in place for 2 more years. Without potential for new growers, distributors, and retailers, money taken in by the state is dropping. Also, as its own agency, the authority didn't get as much money from state lawmakers as it wanted. They appropriated almost $42 million to the authority for the next fiscal year, which was an increase, but not as much as Berry had told lawmakers she needed. So, 29 people lost their jobs. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The remains of a soldier from Shawnee were found more than 70 years after he was pronounced dead. We get details from Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Zach Boblett.
Korean War Army Corporal Jesse Mitchell reportedly died from malnutrition while in captivity in the summer of 1951. Mitchell's nephew, Daniel Mitchell, says that there are still many U.S. soldiers who haven't come home from overseas conflicts.
You know, there's still over 7,000 missing from Korea and 10,000 from World War II and several hundred from Vietnam. And, you know, these things occurred 70 years ago.
Daniel credits the Korean War Project for helping him find out about his uncle's remains. In Shawnee, I'm Zach Boblett.
Corporal Mitchell's return to his final resting place in Shawnee is tentatively scheduled to take place later this year. The Oklahoma City Zoo is celebrating the birth of 5 rare baby tortoises. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports, the OKC Zoo is the first in the nation to successfully breed this species.
That's Max, an 80-year-old Vulcan Alcedo tortoise who is now the proud father of 5. Senior animal caretaker Katie Porth says his 5 hatchlings are a big deal.
This group of hatchlings is the first group of pure Vulcan Alcedos ever born in the U.S.
And for years, she has been waiting for this moment.
When I shined a light and saw all the little blood vessels and I saw a little foot kick at the light, immediately crying.
Because of a species survival program the zoo participates in, they can breed the Galapagos tortoise species. In fact, they're the only zoo in the nation to try it because of accreditation from the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The young tortoises are living happily in the zoo's herpetarium. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast, I'm Deborah Ashar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.